在澳大利亚，听懂英语，说英语能帮助您提高生活质量。在每一集 SBS 学英语播客中，我们将为您讲解澳洲生活小常识和地道的英语表达。您可以提高英语水平，加深对澳洲的了解，还可以和我们一起欢笑。您准备好了吗？
Learning English helps me plan for a fun holiday.
Hi, you're listening to the SBS Learn English podcast, in which we help Australians to speak, understand, and connect. My name is Nikki, and like you, I'm learning the English language. I'll be joining you on today's episode because Josipa is away on holiday. How wonderful! Well, we can't wait for her to get back.We hope she's having tons of fun. And speaking of fun and holidays, guess what we'll be learning today? Our episode today will be all about going away for a winter holiday. Don't forget that we have learning notes, quizzes, and transcripts on our website, so you can keep learning after you listen to this episode.Australia is very big, so the weather can be very different in different parts of the country. In winter, there are areas that remain generally warm, such as the Northern Territory, Western Australia, and Northern Queensland. But some other areas experience much colder weather. Because of the different climates around Australia, we can choose to go on holiday to somewhere cold and snowy,or to somewhere warm and sunny, even during winter. Let's first listen to a conversation between Alan and Marianne, a couple discussing plans for a snowy holiday in the mountains.
I'm switching the heater on. It's freezing. I was not prepared for this cold snap.
Oh, I love this winter weather. It means there'll be snow up in the mountains soon. We should hit the slopes.
Let's keep that idea on ice for now. I can't stand the cold. I'd rather be under the covers. Plus, I don't know how to ski.
Oh, don't be a stick in the mud. Just rug up. And you don't have to go skiing. You can always just hang out by the fire and get cozy.
Oh, the snow. Even though I love seeing snow, I'm like Marianne. I really feel the cold.What about you? Let's look deeper into their conversation. Marianne said,
I was not prepared for this cold snap.
A cold snap happens when the temperature suddenly drops and it becomes very cold. It may only last for a short while, but it can bring snow, especially in the mountains. While Marianne isn't loving the cold,Alan says that he loves it and that
we should hit the slopes.
To hit the slopes means to go skiing. While skiing in snowy mountains aren't the first things you think of when you think of Australia, there are a lot of awesome skiing places in the country you can visit during winter, such as Thredbo in New South Wales and Mount Buller in Victoria. Marianne replied
Let's keep that idea on ice for now.
To keep something on ice means to delay it. This expression comes from the idea that you don't have to use something such as food right away when you freeze it. This expression originated when ice was used to keep food to help it stay fresh for longer. So putting something on ice would delay needing to use it or eat it. In this scenario,Marianne wants to keep the idea of going to the snow on ice because she's still not sure if she wants to go. You can use the phrase in other ways to say that you would like to delay something. For example, she kept her dream on ice because she had kids to raise. Or, let's keep the project on ice until we know we have enough money to finish it. Marianne also said,
I'd rather be under the covers.
To be under the covers means to be in bed with a blanket over you. Another example of using this expression is, I'd rather be under the covers than go to work. Alan said,
Oh, don't be a stick in the mud.
A stick in the mud is someone who is dull and unadventurous. It is a mild insult. For example, come to the party. Don't be such a stick in the mud. He also said,
Just rug up.
To rug up means to put on warm clothing. You can rug up by wearing clothing such as a jumper or a coat. For example, you could say to someone, It's cold outside. Make sure you rug up. According to Alan, there's another thing that Marianne can do.
You can always just hang out by the fire and get cozy.
To hang out means to relax without doing anything in particular. We can also use the expression hang out to mean spending time with other people in a relaxed way. For example, let's hang out and watch a movie. Or, she likes hanging out with artists. If the snow or the cold isn't for you, maybe you'd like to travel somewhere warm during winter. The awesome thing about Australia is that you can do that any time of the year. Listen to this conversation between Alan and Marianne. They are parents whose kids are about to go on school holidays.
My daughter's so relieved that it's the end of term. Any plans for the school holidays?
We're flying up north to somewhere warm. It'll be great to go hiking without having to dress up in layers. What about you?
Yes, I can't wait to escape the cold. We're heading north as well to go to the beach and catch some sun. Maybe do some snorkeling.
Sounds amazing. I can't wait to take some time off. These holidays can't come soon enough.
The beach sounds great right about now. Maybe I should start planning for a holiday. What about you? Are you planning to go anywhere anytime soon? Let's take a closer look at the conversation between Marianne and Alan. Alan said,
My daughter's so relieved that it's the end of term. Any plans for the school holidays?
The school year is divided into four parts called terms. Primary and secondary schools in Australia have four terms in each school year. In Australian universities, the year is usually divided into two, sometimes three, parts called semesters. Marianne replied,
Well, we're flying up north to somewhere warm. It'll be great to go hiking without having to dress up in layers.
In Australia, up north refers to states that are closer to the equator and tend to stay warm throughout the year. To dress up in layers means to wear several pieces of clothing on top of one another. An example of using this phrase is, I knew it was going to be cold today. So I dressed up in layers. Alan said,
We're heading north as well to go to the beach and catch some sun. Maybe do some snorkeling.
To catch some sun or to catch some rays is a phrase that means to sit or lie in the sun. For example, I've been stuck in the house for too long. I need to catch some sun. Or, she went to the beach to catch some rays. Marianne replied,
I can't wait to take some time off. These holidays can't come soon enough.
To take some time off means to stop working for a little while or to take a break from work. You can take some time off for several reasons. To go on a holiday, to rest, to get better after an illness, and so on. For example, he took time off to visit his parents. Or, She took time off last week because of the flu. When someone says they can't wait for something to come soon enough, it means they're impatient for something to happen or they're really excited about it. For example, Christmas can't come soon enough. Or the weekend can't come soon enough. Whether you're a fan of the cold or you prefer warm weather, there are so many wonderful places to go to in Australia. Just ask our guest today, my well-traveled friend and colleague from SBS Filipino, TJ Correa. Hi, TJ. Tell me, what do you think makes winters in Australia so special?
Well, for one, our seasons are the opposite of seasons in the Northern Hemisphere. Winter in Australia runs from June to August. And while we're enjoying winter time in Australia, it's summer in the United States, Asia, and Europe.
Oh yes, that's true.
But that doesn't mean that winter only brings the cold and the snow. Because Australia is such a big country, and because of where we're located, each state and territory experiences winter differently. So while Victoria, New South Wales, Tasmania, South Australia, and the ACT start getting cooler weather, up north, in the Northern Territory, Northern Queensland, and Western Australia, it's still mostly sunny and warm.
How interesting! No wonder we have a lot of different choices when it comes to going on holiday, even during winter.
Yes, if you live somewhere cold and hate rugging up, you can go up north and catch some sun. If you live somewhere warm but you want to hit the slopes, you can find a lot of places in Australia for that too.
Do you have any suggestions on where to go?
Oh yes, I've done a lot of research and I made a list of all the places I want to go in the near future. For the snow and the cold, I'm aiming to go to Mount Buller in Victoria this year. There's also Cradle Mountain in Tasmania, the Fluorio Peninsula in South Australia, or Treadbow in New South Wales. For the sun and the warm weather, I want to go to Whitsundays off the coast of Queensland and Broome in WA. I'm also looking into taking a road trip from Darwin to Uluru.
Wow, those are great choices, TJ. I'll add them to my list of places to go to as well. Can you stick around a bit longer to help me revisit the phrases and expressions in this episode?
Of course, I'd be glad to.
See if you can answer these questions before hearing the answers. What is a cold snap?
A cold snap is when the temperature suddenly drops and it becomes very cold.
What does it mean to keep something on ice?
To keep something on ice means to delay something. For example, let's keep that project on ice for now.
What does it mean to take time off?
To take time off means to stop working temporarily or to take a break from work. For example, I took time off to relax.
We heard different phrases to use when talking about going on a holiday.
I can't wait to take some time off.
These holidays can't come soon enough.
My daughter's so relieved that it's the end of term.
Any plans for the school holidays?
We discovered different phrases we can use to talk about what we can do when it's cold.
I was not prepared for this cold snap.
We should hit the slopes.
Just rug up.
You can hang out by the fire and get cozy.
And we also learned phrases about making our way to somewhere warm.
We're heading north.
We're making our way up north to somewhere warm.
It'll be great to go hiking without having to dress up in layers.
I can't wait to escape the cold.
That's all we have for today. Now head to sbs.com.au/learnenglish and test your listening and understanding skills with our quiz. There, you can also find additional learning notes and transcripts. If you would like to get in touch with us, send us an email at learnenglish@sbs.com.au or reach out on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. Thank you for listening.
This was the SBS Learn English podcast. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Or reach out on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English.